It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kaysen. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kaysen.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervie, and I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life.
You're pointing at me.
I'm pointing at you. I'm going to manage your life because I think you need some management in your life.
Just a little.
But of course, Carrie, and I'm talking to Carrie Kaysen, my beautiful and talented co-host.
Thank you, Alan.
It was wonderful that 48 Hours is doing a special on you. And they were here in studio. 48 Hours was filming us. And
I'm surprised you didn't go after them like you did when they came and sat in to see if they were going to film us.
Yeah, I usually go after people. Yeah. But no, I let 48 Hours do their thing. And that was a great picture they had of you fixing my makeup.
I know.
People love that.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
It was actually a good one.
And did you finish up? Or are you still doing interviews?
We have more to film in Michigan and in Washington.
Now, are you going to talk directly to Jean Kaysen?
No, I haven't talked to her, and I mean, she screamed at me a couple times.
But isn't it going to be the first time that she's going to speak in public on 48 Hours on this show?
Yes, she's done some speaking in public, but it wasn't to her favor.
No.
Yeah, we're going to use that all against her as well.
I hope she doesn't throw any meat at you like she did while you were taking care of your dad.
That's in the show as well.
Well, we can hardly wait. It's going to be on, I guess, in the fall. So
yeah,
they've been
sweeps,
doing
supposedly.
Sweeps.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to. Well, we have sweeps today.
Yes, we do.
Because we have another one of our exciting shows. Every once in a while, we have a legend come into our studio. We've had, you know, people like Jerry Spence and Burt Fields and Floyd Abrams, Effley Bailey, Laura Wasser. I call her a legend because she's here all the time.
She is.
Alan Dershowitz is always on the show. But we haven't had the Robert Shapiro on the show.
No.
And it's pretty exciting to have him. You know, we had Patty Glaser a year ago. Patty spent an hour with us, and that was a real good show. It was so interesting what Patty would talk about because she talked about passion. She talked about finding your passion and all the good work that she does.
Yes.
With Friends of Hebrew University in Jerusalem and the passion that she has for helping people. And Robert Shapiro is one of those people who also has that kind of passion of helping people, of making it his life's work to help people. He's a partner at Glaser, Weil, Fink, Howard, Avchin, and Shapiro. I didn't have to say that since last year and I get out of breath. Co-founder of RightCounsel.com, co-founder of LegalZoom, co-founder of the retail website Shoe Dazzle. Just everything's written. A couple books. A kid's book, SOMO, The Sober Monkey. You know, he's done so much. He represented a lot of celebrity clients, a lot of people, Steve Wynn, Eva Longoria, Rockstar Energy Drink, Christian Brando, Johnny Carson way back when. He's done just about everything. And oh, by the way, he represented O.J. Simpson, too.
I think that's where I first heard about him.
Bob, your national law drill calls you one of the most influential attorneys in the country. Welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's a pleasure to be here, Alan.
It is great to have you. With all of these accolades, as you sit here today in your L.A. Dodger hat, what are you most proud of?
The Brent Shapiro Foundation, by far. There is an epidemic in this country that everyone now is aware of, and that's we're losing a generation of people to dangerous drugs, primarily opioids. And if you look statistically, last year we lost more people to opiate overdoses than we did in 12 years of fighting in Vietnam. That's an overwhelming statistic. In Vietnam, people were marching in the streets to end the war. We don't see any such march for the war on opiates. We hear people talking about it. We hear certain regulations going into effect. But we really don't see what needs to be done.
But don't you think that's because there's so much money put in from Big Pharma and the drug companies and the legislators don't do what they're supposed to do, doing the right thing?
I think it's caused by many, many different purposes and different things. Number one, you have people that are overprescribed prescription medicine. That's the number one thing. But also you have a group of people who are addicted to opiates and switch to the medicine that's more available and easier to obtain. But the bottom line is we have an epidemic sweeping the country. And this generation is pretty much lost, the millennials and those above it. So our mission is very simple, to try to change peer pressure from kids to say it's cool to be sober rather than let's try it. So at the Brent Shapiro Foundation for Drug Prevention, we have a saying, be aware, it's dangerous. Stay away. Be smart, don't start. And how do we do that? We do that by having kids in groups change peer pressure to say it's cool to be sober. How do we prove that? They test. They test with saliva and DNA in groups on a rewards-based program in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of America.
You know, I watched the video that you and your wife did for your son, Brent, on the Brent Shapiro Foundation. And that should be required viewing for everyone, parents and kids alike. Tell us a little bit of the story, and I'll tell you, people out there, if you have not seen this video, go to the Brent Shapiro Foundation website. It is such a touching piece, and it really makes you think. And if you can't get it after seeing that video, you'll never get it.
And yeah. I just want, people are listening, and maybe somebody might not have an idea why you created the foundation, but your son had a drug overdose, and I can't even think about what that would do to me in my life. And you, instead of letting it destroy you, you're helping so many others. What and when did you say, okay, we've got to do something about this?
So, Brent Shapiro passed away in 2005. He was an admitted alcoholic and drug addict, had been through several rehabs that were unsuccessful, went to Virginia for sober living for 9 months, came back, enrolled at USC, was on the dean's list for 2 years, and had been sober for 18 months. He went to a party with a girl that probably wasn't the best suited for him, and they decided, or she decided, you know, maybe you can have a drink. One led to another, two shots of Jagermeister, and a half of ecstasy later, and he got violently ill. Nobody called the paramedics. It would be a simple case, dial 911, go to the hospital, and get back into a recovery program. That didn't happen. And we said, you know, it takes a life to save a life.
Right.
And right after the memorial, and he was an amazing kid, known by a tremendous amount of people. There were over 2,000 people at the memorial. And everybody that spoke at the memorial spoke only about drugs and drug addiction. And most of them were friends of his who were also drug addicts or drug counselors. After the memorial, a friend of mine came up to me. His name is Michael King. Michael King was one of the founders of King World.
Right.
Oprah Winfrey, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. And he said, you know, I want to make a donation in your son's name to your favorite charity. And I thought about it just almost for a second. And I said, I want to start a foundation for alcohol and drug awareness. He wrote a sizable check, and within 8 weeks, we had a charitable public foundation set up. And we talked about awareness. We talked about how to introduce the subject of drugs to kids, for about the first 7 years. And now everybody talks about this, so it's no longer a secret. And so we said we have to now go to a different level. And we went to a prevention model. We tried something that nobody had ever tried before, and that was to see if we could get kids to test on a random basis with rewards. And we closed down about four blocks in East L.A., in Boyle Heights, on Cincinnati Avenue, one of the most underserved areas, certainly in Los Angeles and maybe in the country. And we sent around trucks. We put up, sent around vans to pick up kids. And we had about 900 families show up. We had Ferris wheels, games, food trucks. And we got 25 families to have their kids sign up. That was 5 years ago. We now have 9 clubs in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of America, 4 in the East Los Angeles area, 1 in Malibu, 1 in Monterey Park, 1 in Long Beach, and in partnership with the L.A. Dodgers, we have our biggest club in downtown L.A. in Boyle Heights. We have a club sponsored in the Bronx by the New York Giants. We have a club in partnership with Michael Jordan's Boys and Girls Club in Chicago with the Chicago Bulls and White Sox. And we have one in Oakland with the Oakland Raiders. And it's very simple. The kids get rewards, which are in the form of not monetary rewards, but rather in the form of things that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to do. For example, we took them to the UCLA spring football practice. Mm-hmm. They went on the field. They met all the players. They got introduced in the stands. A couple weeks ago, the L.A. Dodgers introduced them on the field.
Wow.
Before the game. We took 120 kids to Malibu from East L.A. to teach them how to surf. Half had never been to the beach, and none had ever surfed before.
Wow.
And so these are incentivizing kids to stay in the program, and if they continue in the program and graduate as a sober high school student, they're eligible for a college scholarship, and every year we give at least 2 and sometimes 3 or 4 full scholarships to sober high school graduates.
It's amazing how you've taken such a tragedy and turned it into something that is benefiting so many and will benefit so many more in future generations. We got to take a quick break. We're here talking with Robert Shapiro. The foundation is the Brent Shapiro Foundation. We're going to talk about a big gala coming up, and we'll talk about that right after this. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Don't miss Macy's Labor Day sale with big store-wide savings. Head back to school in style with 30 to 50% off men's tees, the latest denim trends, backpacks, and more. Look for incredible specials like 500 to 1400 thread count sheet sets, 70% off. It's Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Sale ends September 3rd. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards now offers benefits everyone can enjoy no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, we're talking about the glass being half full, all full. I'm sitting here during the break. I was listening to Robert Shapiro, and Carrie Kasem talking about their foundations, and boy, did I feel like I am not doing anything worthwhile
what
in this
are you
world.
You know what? I mean, don't even want to hear
I'm
that.
I'm helping people yes, in the law as a lawyer, but, you know, I really take my hat off to both of you who have such personal stories and how you've turned the tragedies into helping people. The Brent Shapiro Foundation for Drug Prevention is helping so many teens and preteens and kids who are dealing with some really difficult things. And before the break, Bob, we were talking about your son who passed away in 2005, Brent, who was really a good kid. You look on the website and you see such wonderful pictures. That smile just lit up a room. Your wife, Linnell, just, it was her baby. You have Grant as well, but it just seems like there's so much that you've lost, yet you've been able, right after the tragedy, to be able to turn something negative into something positive. How do you do it? How do you reach down inside of you when you're mourning, when your wife is mourning, when you're seeing your other son, Grant, feeling so bad to be able to do something so good?
It's a very interesting question. When you talk about loss of a son, it doesn't matter. Time is irrelevant. This was in 2005. It could have been 10 years ago, could have been 10 months ago, it could have been 10 minutes ago. It never changes. So if anybody tells you anything different, I don't think they're being honest or talking from the heart. So that never goes away. But we had decided when we had to let Brent go, because when he got into the hospital, you have a 5-minute window when you stop breathing. And when we got there before the paramedics, we knew the news would not be good, and it wasn't. And so we had to make a decision really the next day that no parent really ever wants to make, and that was we had to let him go. And we decided then that, you know, we had to be strong. We could not let his life be one that was lost in vain.
Yeah.
And people had to know about it and hear about it, and immediately, we started talking about it. Larry King had us on.
Yeah, you were on with your son, Grant, just what? How was it? A week after. And that's an incredible. I watched that interview, and it's really something, the strength that both you and your son had to talk about these real issues mere week after you had lost Brant.
You know, one of the things that had always troubled me as a lawyer, seeing people who had lost loved ones from drugs coming up with, well, we had a serious incident. Our son died of juvenile diabetes.
Yeah.
Or there was a heart attack. You know immediately what the cause is. And we said, we're going to take this head on. We're not going to camouflage this. Mm-hmm. We're not going to say it was shameful that we had a son who was a drug addict. Because we know from statistics at UCLA that 50% of this is genetic. 50% is acquired. But it's a disease.
A chemical imbalance?
Yeah. And it's a disease, and usually it comes with other parts of mental illnesses, with depression, with anxiety, with things that are very common in society. And we said, we're not going to bury this and make it shameful. We're going to bring it to the forefront. I remember when I was growing up, and I went to school right around the corner here at Hamilton High. Nobody would say the word cancer. It was like, if you said it, you'd get it. It was the big C. Somebody just died of the big C. And we're having the same thing. Now people are open about it. Celebrities are talking about it. And people are supporting them because we know three things. Number one, that this disease is not a disease that's curable. We know it's treatable, and we know it's recurring. And so once you get those things into your mind and you really understand them, mm-hmm. and that you realize that the part of the brain that makes decisions is compromised
right.
by drugs, that the person cannot make correct decisions, not voluntarily but involuntarily, that you have an understanding of what people go through who are suffering from this disease.
Do you think that your practice as a criminal attorney, and you do civil work as well, but when you were representing people where something may have gone wrong in the decision-making process, do you think that you were primed to understand these kind of situations with this type of disease more so? And is it a legitimate excuse to present to a jury where someone couldn't be responsible for some of their actions?
I don't know that it's a legitimate legal excuse. Clearly it isn't. We used to have a rule of diminished capacity.
Right.
That somebody was incapacitated to a degree that they couldn't form criminal intent. But I think you raise, Alan, a very interesting issue that I did represent early on in my career a lot of people who were being arrested for drugs. I mean, when I started, marijuana was a felony, and now you can go buy it.
Now it's legal.
Almost on any corner. So things have changed dramatically. But I always had great sympathy for people who were suffering from addiction, and they were treated shamefully. And they were treated like criminals. We've advanced. Today, certainly in California, nobody goes to jail for being a drug addict.
Right.
They have rehabilitation programs. They have diversion programs. There's ways to keep it off your record. So we've advanced tremendously. But I think that background did give me a lot of empathy for people who were addicted to controlled substances and to chemical dependency. Right.
Now, I know there's a law, I think, and I'm not sure if it's a federal law, if it's California, where you don't get in trouble now. And I think you had something to do with this, for calling the hospital or getting somebody help when they've had a drug overdose, especially opiates and heroin.
Any drug overdose. So it's called the Good Samaritan Law. We lobbied very, very hard for that. One of the reasons that Brent is no longer with us is he wasn't taken to an emergency hospital for several reasons. One is people were afraid they might get arrested, or that the fact that we would find out about it. But there was a lot of fear for people that if somebody was in desperate straits, that they would be blamed. If they had drugs, they could get arrested. So the Good Samaritan Law, which was signed by Governor Brown about 5 or 6 years ago, says that even if you are under the influence and your friends are carrying drugs and you have drugs, nobody can be arrested for going to a hospital.
Good.
And I think that's in about half of the states in the United States. We have something called the Save a Life Card.
Yeah.
And they're on our website, BrentShapiro.org. We send them by the thousands around the country to be distributed on college campuses and high schools. And basically it tells you, you know, don't be afraid. If you have symptoms of somebody who is in distress and we see what those are, call 911 immediately, and there can be no repercussions other than saving a life.
Now, what do you do when somebody doesn't want to be saved? I have a family member who has an opiate addiction, and they won't do anything about it, you know? When somebody does not want to be helped, I mean, I've literally gone through anger, I've gone through grief, I've gone through sadness, to now the point is, like, if I get a call that this person has died, I'm not going to be surprised. I had to go through that myself, and I still love them. But I, what do you do when somebody doesn't want help?
That is the biggest challenge that we have with chemical dependency as a disease. First of all, any person who is somewhat rational, if you went to the doctor and the doctor said, you know, I've just done blood work on you and you have diabetes, nobody's going to look at the doctor and say, you know what, doc, you're wrong. I don't have diabetes. I'm going to go to another doctor.
Right.
The doctor tells you what to do. You change your diet. You go on insulin, and you live a productive life. If you have asthma, nobody's going to say, you know, I'm not going to take an inhaler because I don't like the way the spray goes into my mouth. When you have drug disease, the way the brain is set up, the parts of the brain that are affected are such that you cannot make an intelligent decision voluntarily. So it's something out of your control. I'll give you a very simple example. Have you ever seen somebody who is too drunk to drive?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Everybody has.
Right.
You go up to them and you say, you know what? Do me a favor. Give me your car keys. I'll drive you home. We'll leave your car here. What do they tell you?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
So that just happened to me this weekend.
Okay. So that's the answer.
Yep.
That's the simple way of understanding a more complicated situation where somebody really has this disease. They don't realize they have it, and they can't be convinced they have it. And unfortunately, no amount of talking will do it. A person has to come to the conclusion themselves, and that is something that very few people do. The best programs we have for treatment are AA. It's free. It costs nothing. It's anonymous. And yet the number of people who stay in AA for 1 year probably is around 10%.
Mm.
Do you think that the prevention is of paramount importance when you look back? And I mean, you've had so much experience with this, not only personally, but dealing with the foundation and other people's tragedies. Is there a way to stop it from happening through a lot of your education programs? Because one of the things you've done is really focused on education before something might happen.
Yeah, education is the key. I mean, we have a couple of books that are available on the website. One is a children's book for five-year-olds. Somo Says No. We have a doll that goes with it. So parents can teach kids how to say no when somebody comes
at
up
five.
With drugs.
Yeah. At five. You know, my son just started kindergarten this week, 5 years old. Mm. And it's such an amazing thing because you can see how impressionable they are. And something like that to read to him is so much more important than some of the silliness that are in these books that I can't even grasp. And isn't it free to schools that the SOMO
Absolutely,
book?
Absolutely, yeah. We have that. We have another book for 12-year-olds. Called David's Discovery. Any school that wants them, we send them out.
And how can they do it? Through the foundation. The Brent Shapiro Foundation.
BrentShapiro.org.
We have all
the information.
We have to take a quick break. We want to talk about the big gala event coming up. You're listening to Gervie's Law. We're talking to Robert Shapiro. I'm here with Carrie Kasem. I'm Alan Gervie. And we will be right back.
KABC News Update, I'm Steve Cumming. It was a bipartisan memorial service for Senator John McCain that included eulogies from 43rd President George W. Bush and 44th President Barack Obama. Both defeated McCain in his two runs for the presidency. Correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Obama praised Senator John McCain as an extraordinary man.
A warrior, a statesman, a patriot.
In remarks at Washington National Cathedral, Obama said McCain's plain-spokenness benefited whoever was in the White House.
He made us better presidents, just as he made the Senate better, just as he made this country better.
Obama revealed that he and McCain often held one-on-one talks, and while their disagreements didn't go away, they learned from each other. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
KABC SoCal weather, mostly sunny this afternoon with highs from the mid to upper 70s at the beaches to the lower to mid 80s inland. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company failed you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Have you been lied to? Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the market crashes. Call 1-800-238-1919 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, when you call right now, you get free shipping and handling, no credit card required, and I'll send you a free copy of the audiobook so you can listen in your car. Call 1-800-238-1919. 1-800-238-1919. That's 1-800-238-1919.
Talk, evolve. 790 KABC.
The KABC Subaru Live Stage is built, lit, and ready to rock. Want to come to KABC and see a show? We're booking all kinds of events right now for Doug and Leanne, Peter Tilden, Dr. Drew and Laura, Jillian and John, and you could get an invitation to be here. Become a KABC insider at KABC.com to get in the running. The KABC Subaru Live Stage. Powered by the 2018 Subaru Forester. Versatility that inspires. On 790 KABC. News Talk Evolved.
Ah, Labor Day weekend. 3 days away from the office. Now, if you could only get away from the kids.
Shut up, I'm talking!
Now I know why some animals eat their young. Happy Labor Day weekend from Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, giving you a new perspective to enrich your life. Now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
This is a new perspective to enrich your life. You know, it's so important that we have passion, as Patty Glaser told us last year on the show, and we have her partner, Robert Shapiro, here, and you can just hear the passion during the break. He was actually negotiating with Kerry Kasem about getting Kerry to come to the event of the year, and we're hoping that Kerry can do it. I will be there. I wouldn't miss it. The Summer Spectacular Gala, which is sponsored by the Brent Shapiro Foundation for Drug Prevention. And it sounds like it's an amazing event. Bob, tell us a little bit about the origin of the event. It's how many years now that you've done the gala?
We started in 2005. It didn't start out as a gala. It started out on Sunset Boulevard at the Standard Hotel, where I got 60 people to come. The DJ was...
DJ AM?
AM, mm-hmm. Adam.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Because when you say the DJ, that's the DJ.
He was a good friend of Brent's, yeah. and he came, and we had a bunch of young. It was for young Hollywood.
Yeah, so of course you were there
and talk about. No, I was old guy there. But we had Sharon Stone, we had Diana Ross, we had all the Hilton girls who were young at the time, and
at the time
they're still young.
They were younger.
Wait, how long was that?
If they're old, I'm ancient.
After Brent's death, you had it just about 6 months afterward?
That was about 8 months.
Eight months. Yeah. Wow. And you were able to mobilize in that way to get all those people on board.
And so then we said we have to do it a little bigger. So we rented Paramount Studios the next year and had 2,000 people.
Wow.
And then we decided we had to raise some money. And one of the things about our foundation, very unique, I think of all the foundations in the country, we have the highest ratio of money going to the programs from what we raise. And it's over 95%.
95%.
That's great.
Yeah.
We have one paid employee.
It's a goal for you.
We have one paid employee. She's sitting right here.
Yeah.
And she was part-time most of the year, just graduated, Ellie Forche from USC. She's going to be going to law school.
Really?
She's been working,
congratulations.
Working full time for the last month and a half, but otherwise we do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And so it has grown and grown. We have done it mostly outdoors, and that's why we called it the Summer Spectacular. Ron Burkle gave us his house for the last 3 years, but it's under construction. So we're moving it indoors, but we wanted to do a couple things. Number one, we don't want to beat people over the head and have them feel, you know what, I spent a lot of money and left with a headache. And they just, you know, pounded me with speeches and awards, and people who bought the most tables became the man and woman of the year. We don't do any of that. We do give one award a year. It's called the Spirit of Sobriety. It goes to a person who is in the public eye, who is very open about their addiction and about their recovery. This year, it's going to a guy that every guy I tell them who it is, they don't know who it is. Every woman has the same reaction. He's hot. That's all I hear from the women.
And?
Take a guess who it is.
There's lots
I
of
know,
hot guys.
I know who it is. I had a list.
I do know who it is.
I had to look it up, right? I was validated. Thank you, Bob, for saying that, because I was validated as a guy. I had to look it up.
Right. Joe Manganiello. Am I saying it right? Manganiello? Oh, my gosh. He's the nicest guy. He is so gorgeous. Yes.
Say he's hot.
He's hot.
We get it from every woman. He happens to be married to another very hot woman.
Sophia.
And so we're honoring him. Last year we honored Demi Lovato, who unfortunately has had a relapse. We had Sugar Ray Leonard. We've had most of the Kennedys, a lot of the Osborne family.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe awesome. was really outstanding. And people open up their hearts and tell their story. And so that's the moving part. It's not canned. It's not...
Bob, it gets back to what you were saying earlier in the show. It's when people feel comfortable about talking about the issues, their problems, it makes others more comfortable. And that's the only way we can beat these things, is by people being able to talk about it openly.
You know, when I was talking a lot about this before it became really a topic that's on almost every show about addiction, I would tell people, you know, it's easier to talk about it than to talk about it at somebody's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't keep it a secret.
Yeah.
And you say that on the video again at BrentShapiro.org. That video, I'm told people before, you got to see Bob and his wife Linnell talking about, well, just from the heart. The words aren't coming from your mouth; they're coming from your heart.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you about that. That was done less than 30 days after Brent's death. And Linnell did one, I did one, several of his friends did one, and a couple of people who were in jail did one. And we were in a room alone with a remote camera. And the camera went on, and we started to talk. And it's unedited. It's as cold an atmosphere as you can be in, and as warm a message as you can deliver.
Absolutely. And I think it adds, because it's a black screen behind you, it's just your expressions coming out. Nothing to distract from the expression.
Alan, where can people find that?
BrentShapiro.org.
I just want people to know. Because when you talk about something like that, people are going to be, I want to see it. Yeah. I want to see it.
I'm telling you.
BrentShapiro.org.
It's every parent who has a child over the age of 10. Should watch this with their children.
And I have kids who are 5 and 4, and tonight I will make sure that my wife sees it, because it makes you think, and it just makes you realize what can happen and how you have to be aware. You can't turn, too many parents turn their head to these things, and they have to be aware. You said somewhere, I know, that there's so many kids, young kids, who are involved with somehow with alcohol or with marijuana, and people don't even realize how many people have, and the kids that are involved with this stuff.
You know, Alan, people say, how do we know if there's a problem? And I said, if you think there's a problem, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100% of the time.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back to the Summer Spectacular because it's such an interesting event. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, who we will see. I know we were talking in the break. Mario Lopez is the MC.
Mario Lopez is the MC. You know, he grew
another good looking guy.
Yes, exactly. He grew up. In the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
Was a member there growing up, and a good friend of mine. We know each other basically through boxing. We boxed together.
Yeah. And I bet I've known him longer than you did, because I was telling you during the break that I actually did his first contract for Saved by the Bell when I worked there, and I had an occasion to spend time with Mario. Very nice guy. He, at that point, down to earth and really a good soul.
And then we always like to have some really good entertainment, so people leave on a nice positive note. And this year we're going to have a concert and show, the likes of which have never been done at a private event before. David Lee Roth
Yes. Is
going to do a spectacular show, but I mean with choreography and concert quality show.
Did you see his Vegas act?
Yes.
Could you... I went in there expecting something completely different, and we have this like lounge act, and I couldn't believe it. It was so Vegas, so different, such a departure. So is he going to do a little bit of that and a little bit of the Van Halen stuff? Or?
You know, I don't know what he's going to do. I'm leaving
and
it totally
up to
him.
And if you do, you're not going to tell us.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm leaving it totally up to him, but I know it's going to be absolutely sensational. He's been rehearsing for the last couple months.
Love him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a big deal. It's a big deal. He's got Jimmy Kimmel's band, Cleo and the Cleetones, accompanying him, and it's going to be off the charts.
And there's going to be other surprises as well that you don't want to disclose.
Oh, can we talk about the car now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a car girl, and you're rolling out a Portofino?
Yes.
Ferrari?
Brand new one. It's one of the first in the country. We're going to auction it off. We have a phenomenal auction.
How much are you expecting to get for this car? Because, first of all, there's going to be...
Are you going to put a bid in?
Yes,
you know what?
She will.
We'll take a bid right now.
I'd have to sell my house.
Well, that's okay. We'll trade.
You can have my house. Give me the car. That car, especially if it's not out yet, there's going to be a line. There is probably already a list of, a few thousand people. So you, I'm sure, have buyers already lining up for this thing.
You know, we're going to put it up on our on the website, and we're going to send out email blast, and I think people will be bidding in advance.
Yeah, for sure.
Are people able to do that? Can they bid in advance, or do they have to actually have a ticket like I do to come to the event, which is on September 7th?
No, they're going to be able to bid in advance. We're going to put up all the auction items. Hopefully, Ellie, who is here, we're going to put them all up on the website and send out an email blast to everybody who got an invitation. But if people want to come, we have a few spaces open. Just go to BrentShapiro.org, and you'll have an enjoyable and learning experience.
And the important thing is that it all goes to a great cause, and hopefully people don't lose sight of that. And I think that when you present it in the way that you're talking about, people really realize it's a much easier way for people to understand. We've got to take a quick break. We're got one segment left with Bob Shapiro. We're here, 790 KBC. I'm Alan Gervey. She's Carrie Kasem. We'll be right back.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a french fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
Yeah, we are back.
I saw the sign.
You saw the sign.
That's appropriate.
It
so
is appropriate.
So many people see signs. So many people don't do anything about it. And, you know, I have to say, Bob Shapiro, Robert Shapiro, thank you for what you do. And thank you for helping with the legislation that allows people to not get in trouble if they're helping a friend in need, especially when they've had a drug overdose. Or maybe it's not. Maybe they're just sick on the drug and they don't know what they're going to do. And now they can take them to a hospital and get them treatment. And so many times you've heard of people like your son that don't get that treatment. So thank you for that. Thank you for everything you're doing with your foundation. It's been so eye-opening. Thank you
so much, Carrie. That means a lot coming from you.
You know, I think such an important lesson that we learn when we talk about making people aware of what they should be doing and what they can be doing to save lives. And for you to be able to do this after the tragedy in your personal life really says a lot about who you are. You know, the fact is that, you know, we had Alan Dershowitz on the show. He was talking about the OJ trial and he was talking about you saying that you're such a mensch. He said, a fine guy, that you really, was a friend for him. And then, you know, we had F. Lee Bailey on. He said some other things, but that's another story. Everyone has different things, but you know, when you get down to it, it's the relationships that you've established over your career, and especially since OJ, you've done so much that people don't realize because it's not necessarily in the public eye.
You know, you do things for the right reason, and the reason for us is simple. We want to save lives. We want to change the course of the epidemic that's sweeping this country. We want to educate kids. We want to show kids there's a better way. And we use a very simple example. Every athlete in professional sports is testing for drugs.
Right.
You finish a boxing match, you go take a drug test. You want to play in a football game, you take a drug test. You want to work at Walmart, take a drug test.
Sure.
So we want to make taking drug testing as simple as putting on a seatbelt. When it first came out, people said, why would I put on a seatbelt? I've been driving for years. I don't need a seatbelt. I mean, stupid. Now, nobody even thinks twice about it. Same thing. If you go to one kid with one parent and say, you know, I think we should start testing you, you're going to hear a kid scream and yell and call you names and why don't you trust me and what's wrong with you? But if you go to the kid's soccer team and say, you know what? Kids want to play AYSO soccer?
Yeah.
Here we go. Everybody tests.
Absolutely.
And then it just becomes routine, and it's like taking a vaccination. It's just part of life, part of growing up, and we will solve this epidemic. I promise you.
You know, I know you will, and it makes me feel good as a father of 2 young children, 5 and 4 years old. It's such a fear moving forward as they get older. And to think that if they can feel comfortable with what you're talking about, into their teens and beyond, then we solve so many problems to make the kids, the people feel comfortable.
And that's the key. And My vision is within the next 5 years to have one of these clubs in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club in every city that has a professional sports franchise sponsored by that team.
And that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I just want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of not you personally. I'm sure you've got, you're a pretty busy guy, but, to find out how they can get some of the material. You know, we talked about the book SOMO. We talk about, the foundation and all the great things that it's doing. The messages, Save a Life card. Can they just go to BrentShapiro.org website, or what would you suggest for education?
So that they can download it, download the book and the card from the website, BrentShapiro.org, or they can contact our director. It's on there, and we'll send them out primarily to organizations. We don't have enough facilities to send out one card to one person.
Right.
But for schools, for fraternities, sororities, sports groups, et cetera, we'll send them out en masse.
So what's next for Bob Shapiro now? Obviously, you're looking forward to the September 7th Summer Spectacular. But in terms of what, you know, you've accomplished just about everything, what's next for you?
Well, we're going in competition with you.
Yes.
With RightCounsel.com.
RightCounsel.com.
RightCounsel is a very, very unique concept where it puts us as lawyers with Right Counsel between a person who is looking for a lawyer on a contingency basis and the best lawyers in that field that we personally hand select. These lawyers are not buying territories, are not buying advertising from us. They are simply handpicked by us, and we act as an intermediary between the two. And for any type of contingency case, we're working very, very diligently on that to make sure people get the best representation.
I'm so happy to hear what you're talking about, because I've really frowned upon some of these services out there where there aren't attorneys involved. It makes me just, you know, crazy to think that people are calling up numbers. I'm not going to say what those numbers are, and they're not getting the services of an experienced, legitimate, valid, quality attorney. And what you're talking about at Right Counsel is they're real lawyers. They're not just a telephone service that kind of pawns them off to people who don't know anything about the case.
You know, Alan, even in my own law firm, where there's some very sophisticated lawyers that you know, when there's a contingency matter where somebody was injured falling down an escalator at Saks Fifth Avenue, where somebody was run over in a parking lot coming from a doctor's visit, they don't know lawyers who to go to, and they come to me, and I happen to have a large network of people I've met around the country, and I know who the best of the best are, and we're using that to get people proper representation.
And you mentioned lawyers in your firm. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Carrie Garvis was actually sitting as a co-host. A couple times she's been on the show. One of the lawyers in your firm. She's wonderful. She was filling in for Carrie Case. And I didn't have to change the name.
Two Carries.
And she talked about Harvey Weinstein, because that was one of the issues at the time. Right.
Two beautiful Carries, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I have to tell you why they do that when they have her as the guest host, Carrie, because I can't think of any other name. So I'm just like a machine. I'm a robot.
It has to be a Carrie.
If I say Carrie, I'm good.
I wish that were true, because there have been some people who filled in for me that do not have my name.
Is LegalZoom still kicking?
LegalZoom is the biggest company in America doing online legal services and prepaid legal.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, we're going to have to close out in a second. We talked about living wills, and at the time of Brent's death, you had the free living will that LegalZoom was offering.
I almost broke the server. Not almost, I did. The server went down. We did. I was on Larry King. It actually wasn't about Brent. It was about Terry Schiavo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they had this controversy in Florida about who would have control over her and her health issues. And I said, you know, Larry, everybody in America should have a living will. And so any of your people who are watching, if they just go to LegalZoom, we'll do a living will for nothing. between now and Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
And by Saturday night, that server went down. I didn't tell anybody at the company. I didn't tell the IT people. We did 60,000 living wills. Cost us $500,000, but we
That's something. Did a big public service.
You could not have gotten any better press for that site. You could not. You
didn't do it for that reason.
But I'm just saying, though.
But it turned out, it turned out to be a win for everybody.
And living wills are so important. That's another subject for another time. We're going to have to close out.
I'll be back.
You'll
okay,
be back.
Be
we'll
great.
Have you back. Robert Shapiro, thanks for being here in your busy schedule, taking the time. We've really enjoyed it. And keep up the great work. I'm going to see you on September 7th.
I look
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Alan. And thank you, Casey.
Thank you so much, Casey. That's my dad. Do you know that I get that almost every day.
No, it was just a slip.
Because Carrie Kasem, and Casey Kasem.
And it rhymes.
I get it almost every day, and I just answer to it. I don't correct.
Well, so. All right, Casey. We got to close out. I want to thank everyone for listening to Gervie's Law. Same place, same time.
Yep.
Next week. Thanks for listening.